With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump eyeing the Windy City as the next place to launch his anti-crime plans.
After ordering a federal takeover of the Washington, D.C. Police Department and deploying National Guard troops to the streets here in the nation's capital, the president says Chicago could be his next target.
And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this. And it won't even be tough.
The president claimed that people in Chicago are screaming for us to come. After that, he says he'll try and help New York. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, National Guard units patrolling the nation's capital have started to carry weapons. Texas Senate has given final approval to a congressional voting map, sending it to the governor for his signature. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says there's always a lot of turmoil surrounding the redrawing of congressional voting maps.
It's the most intensely political and partisan exercise that the legislatures ever do. It always has been. I think it always will be.
And Talon says the Democratic Party has absolutely no grounds for complaining about the redrawing of the congressional maps in Texas.
They've gerrymandered Illinois incredibly. They would like to gerrymand California. They're going to try and do it. So it's going on in Texas now, and we'll see what happens. What may happen here in Missouri.
Senator Talent spoke this week on the Salem Radio Network. Massive wildfires in Northern California, also parts of Southern and Central Oregon as well. Now, thousands of residents are being evacuated. So far, no fatalities have been reported, maybe a few minor injuries. Much of that area hit with hot and very dry conditions. This is SRN News. It is a good news, bad news kind of poll for the United Kingdom.
The YouGov survey finds the number of young people in Britain who believe in a higher power has surged. 4 years ago, just 16% believed. Now it's 37%. The bad news is that 37% is still awfully low. And it's worth noting the question posed to British people ages 16 to 24 was, quote, "Do you believe there is a God or gods?" which suggests that some percentage of those who said yes don't actually have faith in the God of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In a group of Jewish organizations urging America's colleges and universities to tackle anti-Semitism, even as students are beginning to return for the fall semester, Anti-Defamation League, the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, and other groups continue offering tips for how schools can make the campus more welcome and safe. This is SRN News. It is considered by some to be totally unnecessary. Others back it completely. But most do admit it is very controversial. What is it? Well, California could become the first state to require restaurants to post common food allergens in each menu item.
State lawmakers are expected to vote on legislation that would make California the first state to require restaurants to disclose on their menus whether an item contains any of the 9 most common food allergens: milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, sesame, and soybeans. Matt Sutton of the California Restaurant Association says it's not practical.
You get into a situation where the menu becomes unwieldy and it becomes incredibly impractical and expensive to be constantly converting menus out with each ingredient shift that may occur and the need to do a new allergy notification.
I'm Donna Water.
More details at srnnews.com.